A wave of grief swept through the remote village of Hipat Nar in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, Eojik, as residents gathered to mourn the death of Syed Adil Hussain Shah, a pony handler who was among those killed in a recent militant attack targeting tourists in Pahalgam. Adil, in his early 30s, reportedly died trying to protect tourists during the assault, with eyewitnesses claiming he attempted to snatch a rifle from one of the attackers. Tributes have poured in from across the region. "He tried to stop the attack," Chief Minister Omar Abdullah said during his visit to Adil's funeral. "We've heard he was targeted after trying to disarm one of the terrorists. The government will stand by this family." Adil earned a living ferrying tourists to spots such as Baisaran for 300 rupees a day. Family members said he had been saving to support his sister's weddings and had left home for work on the morning of the attack with his lunch packed. "He was a hard-working boy," said his father, Syed Haider Hussain Shah. "We didn't even know until evening that he was among the dead." The attack, which targeted a group of visiting tourists, has sparked fresh concerns over the security of civilians and local workers in Kashmir's tourism sector. Adil's cousin, MD Hussain, expressed dismay at the limited national attention given to his relative's death. "This is a blot on Kashmiriyat," he said. "People should know who gave their life to save others." While a formal investigation is still underway to verify the sequence of events, Adil's death has left a lasting impact on his community. Earlier this week, at least 26 tourists were killed and dozens injured on Tuesday after gunmen opened fire in a popular resort town in Eojik. The attack took place on Tuesday in Pahalgam, around 90 kilometers from Srinagar, the region's main city. According to Indian police, the assailants ambushed a group of tourists, firing at close range. The attack also left more than 36 people wounded, many of whom remain in critical condition. No group has claimed responsibility for the assault so far, according to Al Jazeera. "This attack is much larger than anything we've seen directed at civilians in recent years," said Omar Abdullah, the region's top elected official, on social media. "The perpetrators of this attack are animals, inhuman and worthy of contempt," he added. Two senior police officers told the Associated Press that at least 4 gunmen were involved. "Most of the victims were Indian tourists," officials confirmed. Devashi Shorba, a tourist from Kolkata stranded near the site, described the chaos and lack of communication. "Everyone is saying something different, but no one has any real answers," he told Al Jazeera. Estimated at around 500,000 personnel, sporadic violence persists. India continues to accuse Pakistan of supporting armed groups behind the unrest. Islamabad denies the allegations, stating it supports Kashmiri's right to self-determination.